Hello and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I'm Mace Haroff. Do you ever feel like your competition has an unfair advantage? I sometimes get calls and emails from sales representatives who tell me things such as, well, my competitor who works for XYZ company, he's a former NFL player and the customers love him. The women in the hospital, they just fall all over him when he walks in there. They want to look at his Super Bowl ring and they want to hug him and get his autographs. It's so unfair. I'll also hear complaints such as, well, one of my competitors, she's this new woman who went to work for the company. She's gorgeous. I mean, she's drop-dead gorgeous, and all the doctors let her in. Some of the doctors are even trying her stuff. I mean, they're trying her stuff just because she's good-looking. It's so unfair. And there's many, many other cases of unfairness that are going on out there. Let me direct you, if you've ever suffered from this, and I know many of you haven't, many of you deal with it the way it is, but for some sales representatives, this is perceived as a challenge. So let me try to knock it out of the way right now as simply as possible. Who are your customers? What do they do? What are their goals? Why do they do what they do? We're talking about healthcare. If you've listened to my podcast at all, you know at the end of every podcast, what do I say? I say, whatever you do in your medical sales career, don't ever forget that the patient always comes first. Ladies and gentlemen, what you do is ultimately about the patient, and what your customers do is ultimately about the patient. Let me share an example with you of a situation I had to deal with a competitor who had what I perceived at the time to be an unfair advantage. I'm going to call my competitor Larry. Larry was a former PGA golfer, and he had worked in the golf industry for many years. He got a job with a medical device company, and a surgeon I worked with was a real golf nut. Well, when he met Larry, Larry not only gave the promise of improving the doctor's golf game, he actually took the doctor out and was able to do it. I mean, Larry was good. He was a pro golfer. And this doctor, who was a high-volume surgeon and loved golf, suddenly found himself loving Larry. Larry represented a good company with a good product, and his strategy was to go out and find the surgeons who love golf and to develop a strong relationship and get them to try his product. And it worked beautifully. He was getting into a lot of sales representatives' business. But here's where it fell apart. Larry was great on the golf course, but he wasn't great where it mattered most to the healthcare provider. What's most important to a healthcare provider? The patient, taking care of the patient. Several of the surgeons who were using Larry's products started to experience suboptimal results. And it wasn't the product's fault, it was Larry's fault. You see, Larry was great on the golf course, but he didn't really understand his product and know how to use it at a depth where it was really beneficial to the surgeons. So what did the surgeons do? Well, slowly but surely, they started rotating their business back to whoever had it before. Sure, Larry was able to hold on to some of the business. He'd get the doctors back out on the golf course. But in the final analysis, Larry's competitive advantage had nothing to do with what's most important to the healthcare provider. Again, that is the patient. So anytime you're faced with a situation where you feel that one of your competitors has an unfair advantage, whether it is their Miss America looks, their outstanding golf ability, or the fact that he or she used to be a pro sports figure, it is only going to get them so far. Your job is to make sure that your customers stay focused on what is most important to them. And that is how your product is going to be able to deliver the best possible outcomes for the healthcare provider and the patient. Nothing else matters. You might have to work a little harder, but in the end, you will win. Let me ask you this question. When you look around your territory and you look at the people who have been there for 10, 15, 20 years, I'm willing to bet you are not going to see a lot of people who are former pro athletes, former beauty pageant winners, or former professional golfers like Larry unless that person has achieved a level of competency with their product and knows how to consistently deliver value to the healthcare provider. Focus on delivering value that's above and beyond that which your competition can deliver, and you win. Maybe not right away, but in the long run, you win. Thanks for spending some time with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. And when it comes to delivering value, I would love to deliver some value for you and your company. If you have a sales meeting coming up this year, why not recommend me as a speaker who's going to speak about something that's relevant to you and relevant to your organization, as opposed to just the usual rah-rah motivational stuff that doesn't go anywhere after the meeting? Could you please send an email to your VP of sales, your CEO, or your meeting planner right now and have them call Mace at 561-333-8080, again, 561-333-8080, or email me, mace@medicalsalestraining.com, and I will describe how I can create a different experience for your meeting that will actually translate into dollars and cents when you get back to your territory. I appreciate it if you do that. And as you move forward in your medical sales career, which hopefully you are doing, remember that nothing is ever more important than, as we just said in this podcast, the patient. The patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.